APGC's Grace story on going to the championship match. How does that feel? What does that mean to be able to finally say that you're going to be wrestling for a title?
Yeah, it feels great to be the first. I'm the first ever to make it to the championship for girls on our team, and I just hope to create a legacy that a lot of people will follow, and I think this was a big step towards that.
So going into this semifinal with Lily Cooper of Denver, you've seen her a few times before. What's the game plan against her? How were you able to execute that game plan today?
Yeah, I've beat and I've lost to her, so it's definitely something I can learn from all of those matches. And coming in, she was ranked number one in the state, so I knew it was going to be a challenge, and I had recently lost to her when I was sick. So I really knew I needed to put my best foot forward if I wanted to win this match, because winning this could determine the state championship, honestly.
And it was kind of a chess match. You got a takedown early. You were able to kind of control the match for most of the way. You got another takedown there in the third period as well. How would you describe kind of how this one went from your perspective?
Yeah, me and her are both very different styles of wrestling. She does a lot more judo, while I'm more of a folk style wrestler. So really, we had to find that in between, and I had to wrestle just to the best of my abilities, because if I let her control the match, that's when I lose. So I just had to take control and do the best of my abilities until I broke her down, and that eventually happened in the third period.
And how is it different wrestling someone that you're familiar with as opposed to, you know, maybe the first couple rounds, people you've never competed against before?
Yeah, it definitely gets into your head a little bit more. I tried my best not to let it get in my head, but I did end up rewatching some of my matches last night and just trying to figure out where I could do better at. And I think it actually helps to wrestle them before, because then you know where you're at in the match, like how are you doing compared to four, like what works best against them. Like for her, I knew I'm not going to do any of my throws against her because that's where she beats me. So instead, I'm going to do good on my feet. I'm going to beat her on her feet because that's where I'm best at.
All right, and tonight, obviously, you know what you're capable of, right? But what's it going to take, you know, mental intensity, focus, things like that? What's got to go right for you in tonight's championship match?
I just got to keep my head in it and not get overconfident. Yes, I just took down the number one state, but the number three is coming for me now. So that just puts a target on my back. You see so many people get the greatest upset of their lives, and then they lose the next round. It's just a common pattern in wrestling. You saw it happen with the guy who beat Spencer Lee. He lost. The guy who beat the three-time state finalist at state last year, he lost the next round. It's just a common pattern in wrestling. Like, once you upset somebody, you're more than likely going to get upset. So you have to stay in your right mind. My freshman year, I had just started wrestling. I took down the number three in the state. It fell on top of the world. And then I lost the next round to one of the lowest seeds in the state. So I just have to focus on doing my best in the match because it's not set yet.
All right. Well, congrats on going to the championship and best of luck tonight.
Thank you.